What would you?
Flour was mostly bought in 25-pound sacks.
Sacks? Anything bigger than sacks?
Sacks. Now they put them up in paper bags.
Right, but sometimes they used to sell flour or sometimes
barrels.
Meal. Okay.
Depends on what kind of family you had.
Mm-hmm. And how did you buy molasses?
Back in those days, bought in jugs. Now you buy it in bottles.
Anything bigger than a jug, maybe? Anything bigger than a jug that you could buy it in?
Oh, yes, you bought it for 5-gallon kegs back in the day, it's gonna buy it too.
Anything bigger than a keg? So you might buy
barrels.
Well,
yeah, bought it in barrels.
Barrels, okay. And what would you use to pour water from a narrow mouth bottle pour water into a narrow mouth bottle from a large
bottle?
Okay. You said you did have horses on your farm.
Yeah.
Did you ever use something to get your horses to go faster when you might be riding them or they might be pulling a carriage?
Well, we used the spurs because we didn't have any what they call crops or switches along. We used spurs.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not so sharp that they injured the horse, but it just sort of inspired him.
Yeah. You're talking about the way they sold flour nowadays. What did you say that they came in? I'm not sure that I heard you on that.
Bags, paper bags that are made especially for that purpose. From anywhere from 5 to 25 and 50 pounds.
Well, they also used to sometimes sell it in a bigger bag than that, and it's stronger sometimes. And it's made of cloth instead of paper. Do you have a name for that?
Yes, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Some probably, especially the 25 and 50 pound bags are largely put up in cloth.
All right. Well, would you call them anything other than bags? No?
Flour sacks.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
How about meal? Would that come in the same thing? Or
meal comes pretty much the same thing, same way.
Okay. And what about something you might have potatoes shipped in?
Well, they have a special form of bag that seems to be made of jute or plastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a name for that? Maybe not necessarily.
Just potato bags, that's all that's on that.
Well, do they used to come in anything bigger than that? Can you recall? Well,
you used to measure them out with picks and bushels.
Uh-huh. How about feed? What would that come in?
Feed comes in jute bagging.
Okay, and manure? Did you ever get bags of that? You might call a certain name?
Mostly 100-pound bags.
Would you call them bags or something else?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill to be ground? How much?
Call it shell corn.
Well, how much, though, would you be able to take?
No particular amount. Maybe 25, 50. It depends on how much meal you wanted.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the...
grits?
No, say if you're carrying wood instead of meal. And you had as much as you could carry, how much would you have?